You too, Eric. How you been, mate? Well.
How
are you? Hey, mate. Yeah, they've been really upbeat. I suppose, yeah, they've still got a little bit in their rehab to go, but I think they've been chirping up a little bit and talking about coming back a bit earlier than what they have been. But, yeah, I suppose see how they go and get back into some full training and, yeah, see how they progress through that.
You see, it's promising that they're making jokes about it, then that must be a positive sign that they genuinely think they can play in round one.
Yeah, and I think they're the sort of blokes that they're upbeat from sort of when they first got injured, so they tend to recover a bit quicker with that sort of attitude. So hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
You must be looking forward to playing and getting back involved.
Yeah, really keen, mate. After missing the weekend, really looking forward to getting out there and putting into place what we've been working on over the summer and actually do it against some opposition, which is the exciting part.
How have you been going this summer in pre-season? Are you pretty happy with your training and everything?
Yeah, I've completed pretty much every session. And, yeah, I think we've improved a lot in the team defence type stuff. We've put a lot of focus into that. And, yeah, we got a bit of a glimpse of it on the weekend, but still a progression throughout the NAB Cup, and so we're ready for round one to really kick into it.
What about specifics with your game? Is there anything that you've sort of been focusing on since the end of last year to try and improve?
I've gone through the midfield a little bit more in pre-season, but I assume I'll still play a majority of it back with the guys in the midfield at the moment. Robbie and Boakey going really well and those sort of guys. But, yeah, just trying to get that sort of diversity in roles.
How do you go? Like, you're such an important player to the team, but you're also, you know, you're a very modest sort of a guy. How do you sort of handle that responsibility? Do you take it head on, or are you trying to ignore it, or how do you go about it?
Oh, well, look, I just try and play my role for the team and whatever that is. Yeah, I suppose Kenny will set that, and I'm happy to do whatever is needed for the team to succeed.
Was it harder this year, this summer?
Yeah, I think it got harder, yeah. Burjo's promised us all it's going to get harder, and I think he's lived up to that. But I think we've come through pretty well, and we've certainly improved parts of our game, and we've still got a little bit to improve on before round one, which is coming up pretty soon.
One of them was team defence. Was there anything else that made it more flexibility within the playing group as the playing?
As I said before, a lot of our players, we want most of our players to be able to play different roles throughout the team, yeah, to be able to mix it up, and I think that's becoming more important with the interchange and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah.
So it's certainly something we've looked at doing over the summer.
Yeah. Good to see Hamish running out there today. The groin mustn't be as bad as.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the scan said, but yeah, I suppose that the fact that he's moving around is a pretty positive sign, and hopefully, yeah, it's nothing too major.
Who's the team to beat this year?
I suppose there's going to be a few teams. Obviously, your Hawthorns and Sydneys are going to be up there again, but there's going to be a lot of sides pushing to improve, and we've got a tough first start to the season, and we're really looking forward to that challenge to take on those teams head on.
The fact that there is no expectation on you, people actually break you as a good team, a team you beat, how do you deal with that internally? Do you talk about it?
We certainly talk in realities inside the club, and we don't shy away from that. But and as we said last year, teams are going to come hunting us now, so
yeah.
It's a challenge that we'll take head on.
All right, brilliant. All right, thanks, Brody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brody. Cheers.
Thanks all.